Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night, 6/17/2022. And oh, I'll tell you what. The Wild Weasel's running, isn't it? But I'm going to tell you what. Lord Jesus tells you, Matthew 24 and various other places, that you ain't going to believe how it's going to go. It's going to get so bad, you ain't going to believe it. All right? Luke 21, too. I read that last night. But here is the deal. John 14. This is something you need to listen up to. This is the way to go. Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now, if you look at that with syntax, when you look at the sentence, like, remember when you were a kid, diagram sentences. I doubt if they do that anymore, by the way. But I'm going to repeat this. Verse 12, chapter 14 of John, all right? Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Okay? And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. That is a marvelous gift, if you're not catching the drift. That's a marvelous gift and something that Jesus is telling you about, that you have the authority to do under him, you see. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, his name is Jesus, by the way, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. The commandment is, thou shalt not murder. Not kill. Thou shalt not murder. If you're in a war, if you're defending your family, that is not what is being discussed. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. You want to see Lord Jesus manifest himself to you? You better go to John 14 and read that, and read it for emphasis, and read it to your children, read it to your grandchildren. Oh, boy, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to need that. You're also going to have to recall that the Lord Jesus basically gave you dominion over serpents and scorpions and the works of the devil. Because those works are going on right now. You've got Luciferian scumbag communists in the United States government destroying it. I mean, how many pregnancy centers have to get bombed before the secret police of Biden, the fiddle with boys internally, decide they're going to go investigate it? stupid, ridiculous. I'm going to tell you, if they crash your money, they put another, you know, jillion dollars a gallon of gas. And then as far as that goes, the farmers can't buy diesel. The truckers can't buy diesel to haul produce or to haul goods. And the farmers can't run their tractors. And they can't get fertilizer. Then your government, Joe Biden, Joe Red China Joe, go, 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 Red China Joe. What I'm telling you is, it is a destruction of America. Planned destruction of America. The Luciferians at the top, the fallen angel, Lucifer and the fallen angels through their banker minions and government minions and corporate minions and pentagram minions and intelligence agency minions, they want to destroy your country, your Bill of Rights, your Constitution. They want to destroy the economy, and they want to kill you. They want to kill 7 billion people or more on this planet. They only want to have left themselves, overlording it with a small technocratic management class and a small warrior class of killers. They only want 500 million people on the planet, all right? There's 7.5 billion now. You do the math. Don't call them liberals. Call them Luciferian scumbag communists. Tell them they're baby killers. Not pro-choice. They're baby killers. And Nancy Pelosi thinks she's a good Catholic. Joe Biden thinks she's a good Catholic. Well, I don't think so. I'll tell you what. If you look at what's going on tonight, and we see all of this stuff, we hear what's coming up. First of all, you hear about, I think, Monday or Tuesday, I believe Tuesday, supposedly. But I would watch out for it this weekend, and Monday I watch out for it starting now. They're going to supposedly release the opinion. They're going to release the official ruling on Roe v. Wade. What they're going to do, and according to what was leaked from the opinion, which they still can't find out who leaked that, well, they're going to probably start the rioting like crazy next week. Jane's Revenge and all that stuff and all that, and boom, 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 boom. You better get you a drum, a rum-a-tum-tum. I'm going to tell you what. But it could be the boom, ba da boom, ba da boom, boom, boom. Boom, ba da boom, ba da boom, boom, boom. Because they may start to come into neighborhoods. In your neighborhood, they may start to walk in front of the cars. They may start to take over the streets again like they were doing. And then in the midst of all of this shit, excuse my French, this government, this Red China Joe and all of his Luciferian traitor scumbags want to take your firearms away from you. If you can do nothing else, then you better go out this weekend. And if you have firearms, you better buy ammunition. A lot of it. You want to send a message? They've got their little fingers on all those little, wires of how much this store sells or that store sells. They also have the number of people that apply for permits to buy a firearm. And I tell you what, go out and buy a firearm. If you can only buy one, buy a 12-gauge pump shotgun and get you as many rounds you can get. I would go heavy on the number 4 buck, double-aught buck, maybe a few of the Sabbath slugs, get the copper one so you can nail a giganto if you need to. A Genesis 6 type giant, which disposition doesn't like copper. Brother Quayle's told us that for years, because he was told by people who have bought the giants and who've seen them. The mighty men of valor, the MMB. So, firearms, ammunition. If you've got other firearms, then buy the ammo for it. And it's going, I'm telling you, you can't get what you used to get, although it's easier to get than before. If you can only get one thing, you know, maybe the 12-gauge pump, but if you can get another, then get a 22 long rifle or a 22 long rifle pistol. Okay? Because that is the most common and would be one of the more least expensive ammos for you. And they will work. They will work. But if you can get a 40 cal or a 9 mil, that's what basically the police use everywhere. You've got to think about the next re-up of ammunition. Another common caliber, 45, but less common today than it used to be. But the 40 and the 9 millimeter are going to be your most advantageous for foraging of ammunition. You could also get on the 12 gauge something that'll take a bird down. You can get number 2 shot or number 4 shot. That would be sufficient to bag a goose, you know, a duck. Number 6 if you want, but I would tell you the 4 is probably okay. You might demolish a squirrel or two, but if you had something else, you can get them. Ladies and gentlemen, it's coming down to cases here. You see, that's what we're talking about is cases. This is not about sexy brand new information about the New World Order or the hut, hut, hut. This is about what they're already doing to you. What are they doing? They're destroying the dollar. They delinked the dollar. The dollar used to be necessary to purchase oil or natural gas, any fossil fuels. Used to have to go and change your money into dollars in order to buy oil from Saudi Arabia or natural gas or to whatever from Venezuela or even Russia. They all traded in dollars. Now, Russia delinked first with the Red Chinese, where they agreed to take the yuan, rubles or gold, okay? But they would take the yuan. This has been back a few years ago. It ain't some Johnny-come-lately thing. But then they had the Operation Sandman kind of thing. Well, that's where the Chinese went in and they made the deals with the Saudis to take other currency or to take something else in exchange for the money instead of dollars. Okay? Now, they want to. The Red Chinese are using their dollar-denominated bonds. They're trading bonds for goods. Trading bonds for commodities, trading bonds for property, trading bonds for this and that and the other, before they get too devalued, you see. They own most of the debt, or a large portion of it. So what are you going to do? Then they also manufacture our drugs. They manufacture a lot of food products. They manufacture car parts. They manufacture heating, cooling, air conditioning, they manufacture all this stuff, don't they? They manufacture boots, shoes, clothes, underwear, socks, don't they? Have you seen the pictures where men's underwear and socks and some of the Walmarts and stuff are getting real spotty on what's on the shelf? Do you not understand, you know, when they take the dollar out, it's not a big official announcement where they say, we're reducing the value of the dollar. No. It's already going that way. Nomi Prinz, who's got a book out, and she's got a video. You can kind of watch the teaser video. But the one thing in there is the chart, and the chart that she's talking about, because she never officially states what she's talking about. She wants you to buy her book. But she was a manager of Goldman Sachs. She was one of the top managers an economist at Goldman Sachs for years. Nomi Prinz. Nomi says, she says that if you look at the chart of the dollar and then what the dollar buys, there's like a great divergence. Okay? So she's telling you also now the new little teaser is that get your money out, get out of certain things, get your money out by June. We're in June, baby, and now what they're doing, they're talking about it. So, put it into commodities. That doesn't mean you buy pork bellies, but it does mean you could buy chunky soup. It does mean you could buy long-term storage food. It does mean you could buy ammunition. It does mean you could get another Berkey water filtration system or additional Black Berkey filters or Katydyn or Pure or whatever you want to buy, whatever you get, Aquarain, whatever it is you're doing. But you can get more of that, and then you need some of the storage and transport. Let's say there's a pond down the street, a little lake or a little pond or a stock tank or something, and you're kind of looking around, and it's midnight, and maybe you've got your, green light glasses on, or you got your little scope, you know, your night vision, or you just been eating a whole bunch of carrots. And so you decide to go down to the little stock tank, you see, as you're running out of the water. And so what are you going to carry it on? You better get you like some kind of a ox yoke or something where you can hang two buckets on the end or two containers, 5 gallon containers. You put them through a pole or something and go down to the stock tank and dip in or to the creek or the whatever it is. Another thing, if you want to get to your bug out spot, you better be thinking about the way to get to it now or soon rather than waiting to see if in the morning you should go to the bug out or go to work. That's not how it's going to work. And if that's the case you're in, then what I will tell you is this. You better figure it on that you're not going to make it there, and you better figure it on supplying yourself at home to stand and deliver. To stand in the gap against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. To stand in the gap against those who would come to take your goods or to steal your family or your house, whether they be NORTCOM, whether they be agents or FEMA or DEMA or Funky Comadina, I don't care. Whoever comes and they're asking for something that ain't theirs and they ain't got the right to ask, then I'm going to tell you what. Don't you give it to them. Don't you turn over your family. Don't turn over your house. Don't go willy-nilly in and throw your gun up in the air. Wade into them. Let your family go out the back door while you protect the front, if that's the way. But have a plan to do that. Because I'm going to tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And if you're with him and he's with you, if you're to lose your life on this planet, and you repented of your sins, you asked Jesus to come into your heart and he's with you, then if you were to die, you have an everlasting life with him in heaven. But don't wait till you got the deuce and a half in front of your house and 20 guys or 12 guys. You better have a lookout so you can see him coming down the street. Oh, you can put your own camera up if you wanted to. One of them Wi-Fi type cameras or trail cameras that shoots the thing to you and your cell phone. All right? You can put up one of them yourself somewhere. Just find a sneaky spot where you can see everybody coming down the street or the road or coming from the back alley or wherever it is. But you're going to have to start learning how to live in a war zone because they're coming for you with the war. They're coming. They're going to destroy your food production. They're destroying your ability to eat. They took away the formula from the kids. These are not liberals or liberals or lefties. No, these are Luciferian communist scumbags. They want to kill you, eat your liver, and steal your family and your house and your goods. And that's one of the second week, 18 years ago, I came out with that. Sharpen your K-bars and load your mags, because they're going to come for you. And when they come, you give them the full tilt boogie, baby. Full tilt boogie. Rock and roll hoochie-coo, because they ain't expecting it. They ain't expecting it. But old Solzhenitsyn, let's just read what he had to say again, all right? Solzhenitsyn knew about it. Solzhenitsyn spent a long period of time in the Siberian work camps of the Soviet Union. And how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family? Or if during periods of mass arrests, for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, that was probably about 200,000 people or something, or a quarter million, by the way, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would very quickly, that's the secret police, by the way, would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, notwithstanding all of Stalin's identification, Red China Joe's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterwards. That's Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. Harry Truman, once a government is committed to the road of silencing the voice of opposition. Oh, I think that's what they just appointed Commissar Kamala to do. The total information awareness, stop the bullying and stop the this network, and she's going to tell Twitter not to post you, and you're going to come after you, and they'll send the FBI after you because you said the wrong thing. There's no freedom of speech. If you're a Christian, there's no freedom of speech. If you're somebody who's for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, there's only freedom of speech for Luciferian scumbag communists. Are you starting to get it? Once a government is committed going down the road of silencing the voice of opposition, it has only one way to go, and that is down. Down the way of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Harry S. Truman. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Old Harry S. Truman, his house is just a spitting distance away from me in a sense. It's a few miles. Got to cross state line, go over to Independence. But I'm going to tell you what. He was the real deal, in a sense. At least he told it straight. So they're going to destroy your dollar. They've already destroyed your gasoline prices. That's causing everything to go up, and started from the first day when Biden canceled good-paying union jobs, Joe. You canceled good-paying union jobs in the oil fields and the pipeline. They were good-paying union jobs you canceled, Joe. And now you've caused, in that first year, gasoline went up $1.69, I think, the first year, or $1 and something. Before, Putin ever dreamed about attacking the Ukraine. We know what the solutions are. We were energy independent under Trump. Energy independent for the first time in about 60, 70 years. Energy independent for the first time. So now, instead, you should be worrying about what you're going to do in the wintertime. Now, the gasoline prices are one thing now, but what are you going to do with the natural gas prices, the fuel oil prices, or the electric heat? You better be thinking about firewood for the winter, which means you also got to be thinking about chainsaw and how to get gas and oil for the chainsaw supplied sufficiently. And then you need axes. Or maybe you need two-man timber saws that are not, you know, chainsaws, but that are the old-fashioned, you know, saws they used to use, or the axes they used to use, or the rough-cut one-guy saw, okay, on a smaller tree or something like that. But that's the kind of thing you need to be thinking about. You need to be thinking about the fact, well, it's, you know, if you just look at it, you can see all kind of stuff. Like there's a quote here, if I can find it real quick. Let's see. It's a quote from a truck driver, I believe. All right. It's at up at stevequayle.com, trucker warning. You'll see chaos as people fight for the basic necessities of everyday life. Okay? Shocking updates on the supply chain crashes and food shortages. That's at All News Pipeline. It's an article from them up on stevequayle.com. And one of the most notable increases in meat. And then again, we had 3,000 or more cows in southwest Kansas die overnight, and they say it's the heat. I don't believe that. I've been out there on days when it's been 106, 107 out in that same area when I used to travel. And the cows were there, but they had water, the water in holes and various things, and they would try to stay less active and stay around the water in holes. So I think that this thing was either poisoned or a strong possibility. Brother Quayle told me, I talked to him last night, about the strong possibility that these things were taken out from above, either by a satellite-directed, like HARP, kind of a pop, okay, a radiation pop of some sort, or something from a spacecraft. Something from a spacecraft. Because Lucy, old Lucifer himself, wants to destroy the food supply, create Ordo Ab Kaio. And then they're going to start to bring the order out of the chaos. So what I keep telling you is, in Chunky Soup or in Progresso Soups, there's other brands of soups, don't get the ones we've got to add the water. Get the ones that already have the gravy with them, or they have the meat, you know, the chicken, the meat, whatever it is, the clam chowder, whatever, but it's got that. Plus vegetables, potatoes, like one of my favorites is Progresso beef barley. You can get also all kind of stuff. You can get Chef Boyardee or the other Italian food brand, you know. You can get different things that already have the meat, potatoes in a sense, and the gravy, which has got water content. That is a ration. Stack them up. The date that is on the can, and I talked to at the Y2K juncture to a high-level person in Allen Canning, which I don't know who that is would be now, but back then I did get an opportunity to talk to them in person one time. I asked, what is the date on top of these cans mean? Does that mean you got to throw it away? He said, no, there's still food value there. He said, as far as I can tell you, That date means that we can guarantee as a company that up until that date, that on the side of the can where they list all the vitamins, minerals, and all the different stuff, and those percentages of RDA or whatever, required daily amount and allotment or whatever, that we can guarantee that in the can, at that date, there'll still be 100% of those things that are listed, those nutrients that are listed on the side will still be available in the can. After that, the next 6 months, it might only be 99% or 98% or whatever it is. I've had stuff I've eaten, you know, 7, 8, 10 years down the road. And if the can is not puffed or dented or broken or cut or doesn't have, when you open it, black goo goo gaga gaga stuff and stink to high heaven, share, I'm going to put it in my gumbo pot. You know, I'm going to stir it all around with the wooden paddle, you know. And if you got a little squirrel meat or a little spare meat or whatever it is, or a little chicken or whatever, do vegetables from the garden or potato or two, stir it all around. Keep it all there and put it in the gumbo pot. And stir it all up, baby. Heat it up to a good heat till you kill the germs, if there are some germs. But that's what I'm telling you. I know people are throwing these cans away after the due date. That's stupid. In my opinion, do it if you want. But you better have firewood for the winter, and you better also have, if you don't have a chimney, you better have something outside, a little fire pit or a little, the little fire pit barbecue grill with the top, you know, where you got a little can where you can cook on it. We say, oh, I've got me a propane natural gas grill. Well, that's great. The natural gas going to run when they turn it up, or when it costs you 100 times what it does now? And we've lost our jobs because the market crashed and the corporation, the screwball, went out of business and laid off, and they're not going to pay unemployment anymore because they can't afford to. So they're just going to have to call you up to the sports stadium so they can take care of you and feed you and give you your water ration and a little bit of cheese, a little bit of milk or something. And they're going to fry up some cockroaches and fry up some grasshoppers and mice and that. We're going to have mice meat. Oh, that'll be great. Worms. And that'll be just delicious. We're going to eat insects. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Don't you think you'd rather go and get another, at least one more can of Chunky or Progresso soup? If you can get long-term storage food and you have the ability to purify some water and reconstitute that, that would give you your best bang for the buck because that stuff will last out 30 years or more. But I would still chance a can if it wasn't busted. Way down the line from what that date says, that's my way that I've done it and do it right now. If you go to that article, you'll see a lot of different click links for freeze-dried meats and all kind of stuff in that article at stevequayle.com. Incidentally, Brother Steve Quayle has got gold and silver that he can get to you quickly. But Steve would tell you, if you don't have all your food preps and your ammo preps and the various equipment preps, the water purification preps ready to go, then it would be better for you to do that. And Steve's got links and things on his site to where you can go to food and go get different items. But I will tell you what, if you need that gold and silver, you can call Brother Steve Quayle or any of his able management. His son Tyler, Daryl is a manager of his store, anybody who answers, or Steve himself. And you can also get some of Steve's DVDs, like the Mega Drop. You want to get something that will explain it to a lot of people real quick, you get that Mega Drop. You want to get a few books that will explain it real quick? Well, if you can get two or three of them, get a Giants, Genesis 6 Giants book, and hand that to the kids. Let them play with that. And then you better get you something like Terminated. The End of Man is Here, or Xenogenesis, Changing Men into Monsters. Or one of my favorites is Empire Beneath the Ice. How the Nazis won World War II. These are big, nice books. They're incredible. Aliens, Fallen Angels, all kind of books about the weather wars. See if Steve's got one of them still for you. But get the books. You can order stuff online, but if you the internet goes down, which it will, then all the stuff you got stored up there, unless it's on a DVD, and you got private equipment at home, you know, CD, DVD, and you got private equipment or a whole lot of computers stored back up, which I got a good brother I know that has done the best he can to put back his old and keep them up to date, his old computers, laptops, so that he can watch stuff that he's got. But I will also tell you that the book, you take the books and you get them. And a good place you're ever going to, you had to find a bug out spot, would be a good big public library or university library, because you got a lot of cover between the stacks. You usually got brick walls that Andrew Carnegie built, you know, at some point in time. Oh, man. But anyway, there's all kind of places here to go click and to check about food. You know, All-American milk powder, whole egg powder, emergency food supply, all the different ones that they're talking about. But here's the truckers warn skyrocketing diesel prices are making U.S. supply chain and trucking industry unsustainable. Oh, by the way, go to stevequayle.com or call them at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you when you call. Dumb Old Hawk said to take good care of you and give you the best price and ship it quick. So here we go. Austin Smith, owner of Iron River Express, said it has cost him over $20,000 a week to keep his three trucks running. He says if something does not change, you'll see empty shelves everywhere you look. Smith wrote that a post that was shared nearly 290,000 times. He says you'll see chaos as people fight for the basic necessities of everyday life. When you have farmers warning of empty shelves following record high prices due to inflation, and truckers warning of empty shelves leading to chaos while people fight over basic necessities and meat processing facilities shutting their doors and reducing their inventory, then it's time to stop procrastinating and get your stocks in order before there is nothing. Stocks meaning your food stuff, stocks, not your stocks and bonds. Before there is nothing worthwhile available and products that are becoming unaffordable. Get your money out of the bank and buy food. Buy water purification. Buy extra black perky filters. Over at Newsbreak, they cover a number of states that are already facing prolonged or extended or concerning food shortages. These states include Pennsylvania, Maine, Arizona, Mississippi, Michigan, Alaska, Georgia, Kentucky, Missouri, Wisconsin, and North Carolina. And I'm going to tell you what, the day of waiting for it to go on sale, or you're going to drive around and check 47 different stores, it's hard to do. Why? Because the cost of gasoline or diesel is such that you can't afford to go to all the different stores. Go to somewhere that has the stock, buy it, because you know what? Next week, it's going to be higher priced. Eggs up 32%. If you can get some chickens and raise them, you're able to do that, and you've got ability to have food for them that you can put back now. And incidentally, have you stocked up on food for your pets, your dog or your cat or whatever, or your minor bird? All right? If you have ability to trade with the local farmer or somebody out in the water, you know, just out not far from you, then do so. if you're sitting on the water or the river or the lake, then you'd better have you some kind of a way to keep a freezer rolling. And that would have to be, I'm going to tell you, I've told you this a million times. There are great big expensive solar systems, and you want to run your air conditioner and you want to run every light in your house and all of this, and you're, you know, go out and get a Harbor Freight. I think for $189 you get a 100-watt panel plus some basic cords, a small little charge controller thing, and some light bulbs that plug in for the that type of power, okay? DC bulbs, basically, in a sense. But if you get also a hex connector, you can get four or five of these systems, I think up to five systems, connect them into the hex connector, and then you need storage batteries. You need batteries to store them in. And those batteries, you don't want to put them necessarily inside the house. You maybe want to have a plywood box that has ventilation and won't get wet, the top's wet. Have that out in a, behind your house, or, you know, outside of the garage door, you know, and back of the house, you know. That's where somebody can steal it. But some kind of way where you can then plug in cords to inverters or put the prong clips off of the batteries, you see, and then go to some other thing, charge up an inverter, charge up the, what do you call them, those quick start deals where you've got it, you go and you quick start your vehicle, you know, that way, and they're the 4-in-1 quick starts. They have batteries in them. But you can get, while you can still get them, you don't have to get the $1,000 batteries. That would be everybody's dream, but I'm going to tell you what, you can get the marine type batteries or the golf cart type batteries that are cheaper. Get as many amp hours as you can, you put them in there, and you recharge the batteries using these Harbor Freight type solar panel systems. So rather than spending 20, let's say you got 5 times 200 is 1,000, and you got an, you know, like, I don't know, 2,000 watt or 5,000 watt inverter and a few other things. Say that you spend 1,000 or 2,000 on some batteries, basic batteries and stuff. That will run a refrigerator, run a freezer, give you a few lights for a night or two. Run a battery charger so you can recharge your batteries that are the rechargeable battery types. You got to start thinking this way. You got to think about 120-hour candles, Jupiter lamps, Jupiter-sized lamps, you know, the Dietz lanterns or the Petromax lanterns. Petromax will run basically on anything, even unleaded gas. But I wouldn't put it in the lantern. I would see if I could go ahead and get lamp oil right now and put enough back. Regular candles, 120 watts, 60-hour, 120-hour candles, 60-hour candles. Every time you got water, fill up canteens, fill up the bladder packs, fill up all the different things, fill up the 5-gallon carrying jugs, fill up the 15-gallon little barrels, fill up whatever you got. I've still got, you know, the 55-gallon blue drums, the food-grade drums. I wish I had more of the little ones, or the stack-a-blocks, the water blocks. But you stack them up because you can toss them and throw them in a chain up, put them in the back of your truck, and go. But I'm going to tell you, you'd better have canteens, old school, and canteen cups to cook out of. And you better have web gear and a pistol belt for everybody in your family, or a backpack, a little knapsack. And have things to purify the water as you go in case you got to run out the back door with your shooting irons and your tough boots and a jacket or two and whatever you can carry. But on the other hand, if you can get your family to do that, or get them to... where the Lord Jesus says is a perfect sanctuary for them, then you can stand in the gap and you can let them have it and keep them at bay. And make sure they come to your door, they don't go to the next door real easy, you know? And let the other guy down the street, he takes them, the next guy takes them, and you got a Solzhenitsyn's porch. You got Solzhenitsyn's porch. Solzhenitsyn's porch, and why do we need that? Because the high-level Luciferians. Here's what they're going to do. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism and the origin of savagery and of the most bloody turmoil. Then he says, everywhere, this is Albert Bay, in 1871, predicted all this stuff because they wrote the thing. You got to read the Army's, NORTHCOM's Army's treatise here. Domestic Surgery Declaration of Martial Law. What they're going to do to you. 12 October 2008. And why do they have to do it to you? Because Red China Joe and the traitors have destroyed the energy market, have destroyed our energy independence, have charged up inflation way beyond anybody can do. Make it illegal to do that, illegal to do that. Shut off the drilling, shut off the offshore, shut off the anything on the lands, shut off the small refineries, which is where gasoline comes from. You can watch this and study this and understand this, but I'm trying to prepare you, which is my secondary job. First job is strike blows against the enemies of the Lord. Mighty men and women of valor. You may have popped some of that stuff in Russia, pipeline. And I understand that's a tit for tat. But if you're up there and you can go after the Luciferians or Lucifer and the fallen angels themselves, and you have the ability to strike them from space with your weapons, then do so, if the Lord allows. And everybody else, when the Lord Jesus says that he's getting ready to come and he's going to come with his archangels, he's going to take out the Lucis at Armageddon with the 200 million man army, then he'll do it. But I'm going to tell you, we got to hold it until he comes. We got to hold it because this is a war. This is a war. We're going to have a big war. We're going to have a civil war. We're going to have famines, pestilences, earthquakes in diverse places. Wars, rumors of wars. Right out of Matthew 24. When did I start reading that to you? 2004. When did I start reading Ezekiel 38, 39 to you? 2004. When did I start reading Luke 21 to you? 2004. Have you had enough time to prepare? Did Lord Jesus instruct me properly to start telling you back then? Did I not say back then that the Iranians, I heard today, the Iranians are just about ready to get nuclear weapons. They've had them since 1997. Brother Quayle remembered back then, he used to have a screenshot captured that he lost on a subsequent destruction of a computer that got zapped. But he used to have it when they tested nuclear weapons out of Iran on a missile back then. 97. In 2004, the Israelis wanted to go for it and take out all of the nuclear, you know, one of the little thingamajigs where they make the nuclear material, the little machines and all that stuff. Israelis wanted to take all that out. Plus, back then, the Iranians had in the Gulf, in the P Gulf, the Straits of Hormuz, they had 110 super sunburn missiles. They had 100 exocet missiles. They had, from my information back then, at least 40 to 50. I think it was about 42, as I recall the number. That's been 18 years ago. 42 nuclear warheads. And at that time, we had three carrier groups in the Persian Gulf. And I used to yell back then, get our carriers out of the Persian Gulf, or you're going to get dead ducked with the nuclear tip super sunburns, which are Aegis destroyers and cruisers, and which our aircraft and the facilities and the radars and all the stuff on our carriers could not handle back then, 2% burn missiles. Oh, they could handle maybe 2, 3, 4, or 5, but not if you launch 10 or 12 or 20. And even with the upgrade to the Aegis, well, the Russians can just fly over as they did the USS Donald Cook in the Black Sea back a few years ago and just flip a switch and the Donald Cook went dead duck, only emergency lights only. Shut the engines off, all the communications, the Aegis systems, all of that. They've done that to carriers. They've done that to other things. And in the war games, I told you last night, the war games against China in defense of the Taiwan or what have you, we lose. The Chinese win. Admiral Gildray said that we could only fight in one theater of war. So we could hold our own maybe or do some backup stuff in the second theater. But gone are the days where the U.S. could fight in 2, 3, 4 theaters of war. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Anything is mostly you believe you wanted. And I'm just trying to stay in this game, too. Federal Reserve notes, silver, a little bit of gold, a check, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. But I'm going to tell you what, prepare in earnest. Prepare in earnest, and because that is what you got to do. That doesn't mean that you don't have it, then pray to the Lord Jesus that he will help provide to you. Lord Jesus, will you provide to anybody listening who might have trouble buying additional food or putting back water or firearms or ammunition or providing boots, new boots for all of their people for the winter time, or to put back firewood. Lord Jesus, will you go to them right now? Will you assist them? Will you assist them, Lord Jesus, in getting either the ability to get this equipment, supplies, or to put them in touch with someone, Lord Jesus, where they might trade some time or work in order to be covered by somebody who has a more beneficial ability to do so. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And oh, I'll tell you what, they're still on fire for the Lord Jesus in the Montagnard areas in Indochina, Indochine, baby. The Montagnards, the little villages, little tribal villages, each one with just about a different dialect. And they still are on fire for the Lord, and the Nunamakers have been trying to do a little zoom, okay? They're doing a good job, but let me tell you what, if they can get to them and get them Bibles and songbooks in their own language, still do that. Send anything to the Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Bible Project, Nunemaker Bible Project, or Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker or Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. May Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold as well. The Nunemakers are always... They do send at times, and we can't share everything on the air about what's going on, but the Bibles are still getting up there by clandestine means and, running through the jungle and up the old hills and going into the mountains. And those people are on fire for the Lord Jesus, and they're hungry for the Word. And when they can read it in their own Bible, in their own dialect, Well, all I can tell you is there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. So, you got to prepare and you got to go out and get something. And I know there's an extreme, like, sometimes the news is so bad, it's like you're swimming through molasses or honey, and you can't get there. Well, just get there to get at least one or two items. Anything you can get it. One more can of Progresso soup, one more can of Chef Boyardee, or Dinty Moore. Find out about how you store eggs long term for, you know, 6 months and stuff. I've heard that you wax them. You don't wash them. I've heard that you wax them and do different stuff, but you need to find out about that. Do a search on search engine. How do you store eggs, fresh eggs, for up to 6 months? Write that in and see what comes out of the set on that. You can get powdered eggs. You can get powdered milk. Start putting back water and then have the Berkey filtration system to put it through, okay, with the black Berkey filters. Takes out 99% of the chemicals and takes out the viruses, bacteria, and the parasites. You can also get the MicroPure stuff, the iodine stuff, the Calzone tab, all the different things you can get. You can get unscented Clorox bleach. And use a certain number of drops to kill the stuff in it. But look it up and find out how many drops of unscented Clorox bleach does it take to purify a gallon of water. Or to kill the germs in a gallon of water. There's aerobic 7, like an aerobic oxygen product. Nitro Pack, and various people used to have it. Look it up, oxygen type products to keep water clean or to keep water from turning bad. All right? Nitro Pack. NITRO, I think, -PAK, whatever. Don't go into there loose and bury a knife down a fight. Stand for your stand for your family. Stand for your family. That's your business. For your children. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the Luciferians. The enemies of the Lord Jesus. Bad Dango Rangers, I think. Go see Lieutenant M. Biggie Lapua, stay on the optics, baby. Don't jerk it. Road and track, little L. I know you can climb that old rope up there pretty good, I'll bet. And I know you can go hand to hand, like something, huh? But at the same time, learn your science. Learn about electricity. Learn about electronics, all kinds of stuff. Learn about engines. Learn about planting gardens. May the Lord just protect you against all evil. People go out and prepare.